Hello?
Hello, this is Forrest.
Hi, Forrest. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I'm calling my assistant, Alex, spoke with you recently, I think yesterday, about your property on Highland Avenue, and she set an appointment up for us to talk. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I've just gotten, so many, spam calls. It's not funny. So I'm a little on edge about a number I don't recognize, so.
I understand. This is Carrie, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So she, Alex takes good notes and pays attention to what you're saying. So she said that you and your partner has some property in Virginia and y'all have relocated down to Florida or something like that, and you're trying to liquidate your Virginia properties?
Yes. So it's only one. We have just got one property that we're selling.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. And tell me what updates need to be done to the property. It says, I saw your Zillow ad. It says, some tenant turnover stuff. But do you have pictures or anything? Because I noticed.
I can. Like I told Alex, I don't genuinely go. We're just the rent's low because it's just who we are. And, with the house, with us wanting to get rid of the house, I don't really want to bother the tenants. I can get some. I just really don't want to bother them, to be completely honest with you. It's already stressful enough that they have to move. They're going to move. So I was kind of waiting until they got out to be able to post pictures. I just kind of wanted to get it out there. I can probably, get in there and get some pictures. But basically, as far as the upgrades go, everything is, pretty much fine. It would need to be painted. I did notice that, there's some polyurethane coming up off the floor the last time I was there. It does have a new furnace, new fridge, stove. And my business partner renovated it before he left to go to Florida. And right before we went into these tenants. So it's pretty nice. But, of course, there's regular wear and tear of 5-year tenants.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What kind of updates did you do?
When we renovated it?
Yeah.
We just did, there was new flooring that needed to be done. He did plumbing, electric, and we got a new HVAC AC unit probably about 3 years ago, and then there's a furnace for the heat. So that was actually done less than a year ago.
All right. When you say new plumbing and electrical, that means everything to the meter or everything to where it enters the house or fixtures or what?
It was definitely fixtures. And then, he had redone the plumbing for the full bath and then the kitchen.
Okay. All right. So then the kitchen's brand new or 5 years old rather?
Yes. And then they did the, and he basically did some, just basic remodeling. There's a little nook in the kitchen where some cabinets are. There's a countertop, a couple outlets, some shelving on top. It's got really nice look to it, really nice design. He basically changed the design of it. That's basically it. What other upgrades are you looking for?
No, I'm just trying to get a feel for the value.
Yeah, just if there was something specific, I'll give you an honest answer on it if you're wondering about something.
When you said that you upgraded the electrical, is that just switches and receptacles, or did y'all rewire the place?
I know that he rewired a couple to be rewired. As far as switches and receptacles, the place definitely.
Okay. All right, you kind of broke up, but I think what you said was he did some new wiring, but definitely the receptacles and switches.
Yes.
Okay.
And flush mount stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, I'm interested, Carrie. I would like to get some more information. I know, Alex, you know, showed me that, you know, you're resistant to investors due to having wholesalers running around, or you didn't like the process, I think is what she said. So, I mean, we would be the, you know, end buyers, you know, but, you know, what is, I need to see some pictures.
Definitely get you some pictures. I'll probably, you know, message the tenants and see if they're okay with giving me pictures. It's just something when we rent to somebody, even when I sold the last houses, I'm very serious about like tenant privacy and stuff. It's no weird, nothing going on. It's just, you know, I leave them alone, they pay their low rent, and you know, that's it. So, you know, that's kind of the relationship we've always had. And I know that, you know, the stress of moving, especially with the last two houses I sold, like it was pretty bad for everybody. So, you know, I'm not willing to put any extra stress on the tenants. I'm pretty sure they'll send me pictures of everything, or I can get in and get a quick video myself and send it to you.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, as far as like me leaving the property open so, you know, so many people can run through it, that was a process we've been through before, and it's just not a process we're willing to deal with. So
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you guys do?
I own a construction business. I'm the managing partner of mine and my business partner construction business, and I also manage properties.
Oh, so you have a realtor license?
I don't. I just do it for, you know, we own the property, so I manage it myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a partner of another company, and I manage about 5 of those properties.
Okay. Cool. All right. If you can help me.
I don't get paid for doing any of it. I stress out for free, you know, so, yeah.
Oh, well, that should get you to...
I do have a house that I really don't have to pay, you know, any kind of rent on. So it kind of, that's basically the deal with that. So you manage the properties, you don't have to deposit your rent, you know. So basically I don't have to pay what we're supposed to be paying, what we're supposed to be getting for this house. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, I appreciate you answering the call, and I appreciate the information. And if you can just call, you know, me back at this number, or Alex back, when you get those pictures.
Is this your cell phone?
Well, I'm an investor, so this is an internet phone.
Okay.
So it comes straight to my cell phone. And you can...
When I get the pictures, I can, you know, message them.
Do you use,
like,
Dropbox or Google Photos or anything?
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I mean, if you want to text me or email, I could shoot you over.
Yeah,
email.
I'll text you right now. I'll text you right now from my cell phone.
Yes.
And then,
you know, even if it gets to, you know, to that point of, so are you guys like cash buyers? Is that what you do? Because I looked you up and I see that you are a realtor, right?
I'm a realtor and an investor. And yeah, so.
The another person that I'm, you know, partner with, they have a property, but I did talk to some wholesalers about that one.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me they couldn't really get me much for it. So we kind of backed from, you know, trying to sell that one.
What's that property?
You know,
what's that?
1226 Morningside Street, Southeast. So the thing is that business partner of mine is in in Arizona. No, this is another business partner.
Uh-huh.
He's in Arizona, and he so he's seeing when he looks online that the houses behind this house are $190,000 and yada yada yada. You know, but I do know that like there were postcards that came in the mail for him. And he was like responding to them, and like he said nobody would call him back. And then ever since then, I've been so busy, I haven't looked at him about what we're going to do with that one. But I don't mind asking about that one if you want as well. That's a duplex.
Is it the light blue
It's
house
got,
on the internet?
yeah, it's got a 2-bedroom downstairs, a full basement, and then a 1-bedroom apartment upstairs.
It's
It's
got
in
it.
very, very good condition.
The Google Street View picture has like a little Toyota in the driveway and then some cars jacked up in the back. I mean, it's a light blue
Yeah.
house, right? Light blue house, and
Yeah, with
there's
like kind of like a little flat roof on it and stuff.
it's got a sloped lot to the back, right? It goes downhill.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'd be interested in that one too. So, just let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested.
Okay, all right, sounds good. I'll get you pictures from over here and I'll touch base with him. He hasn't been adamant about Morningside. He hasn't really been adamant about selling it. So he might have changed his mind. So I'll touch base with him on that. And I'll get back with you on that as well.
Perfect, Carrie.
And
Thank
I'm
you.
sorry, I forgot your answer. When are you guys cash buyers or no?
Oh yeah, I mean, well, Carrie, everybody says they're a cash buyer, but you know, nobody takes cash to the table, right? But yeah, we use private money. We don't use institutional money for our deals. So
Okay.
I'll bring in a partner to do the deal with me. They'll just lend me, and it's usually out of their IRA or something like that. That's how we do it.
Oh yeah. I don't need to. Yeah, that's okay. All right. Well,
It's
yep. I will definitely.
cheaper than hard money to use, private money. So,
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, I'll definitely touch base with you. I'm not, going to really reach out to anybody else. I mean, I've really gotten nothing but calls from, just investors and wholesalers. Like that's it. So, we have seems like we have already developed a rapport. And maybe once it's emptied out, maybe I could put a lockbox on it and you're able to show it. If that's how you want to do things, but I just well, we'll figure it out once I get you the pictures, okay?
cool.
All
I'm
right.
texting you right now.
Sounds good. You have a good day, okay?
You too. I just texted you. You should just have it. Okay.
Let's see. Let me make sure. Yep, I got it.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.